Excuse me, today, today's daf is Nun Beis. So we got to the last line of Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Bishu ben Levi ha-mocher bayis l'chaveiro. Person sells a house to his friend, top of Nun Beis now. Kevin shemaser l'maftech kana. Once you hand him over the keys, so the kinyan is complete. Asks the Gemara, Hechi dami I b'kaspa, if they're trying to make the acquisition through money, so l'knei b'kaspa, the money should be the thing that purchases, that completes the purchase. I b'chazaka, if it's a, they're taking the avenue of a chazaka, so l'knei b'chazaka, he should, you know, make a ditch, or make a wall, or fix the door, one of those, as the mission Baba Basa tells us. But we don't find anywhere that giving the mafteach works as a chazaka. And Tosas deals with this a little bit, but we're not going to go through this. But Pashas is giving the mafteach doesn't serve as a chazaka. So are they trying to take it kinin kesef or kinin chazaka? What's mafteach? So Gemara says liolam bechazaka. Really, they're taking the approach of a chazaka. Ubay lemeimer leich chazek v'kinev. Now, as part of the acquisition, the owner, the initial owner, has to tell the lokeach, now go ahead and make a chazaka. He has to grant him that license. So v'kevin shemaselo mafteach, by handing him the key, that's keilu, it's command amarle lech chazek v'kenei dami. It's as if he told him to go ahead and make a chazaka. Handing the key is equal. So it's not the kinin itself, it just gives him the permission to go ahead and make that kinin chazaka on the karka. Amar Yishlakish, Yishlakish says, Mishum Rabbi Yanai hamocher o edel chavero. Person sells a flock of sheep to his friend. Once you hand him over the mashchochis, Rashi tells us mashchochis, the Gemara will tell us what that means shortly. So once he gives over this mashchochis to the lokeach, he buys, he acquires the eder. Heichidami, even mashicha, looking at mashicha, if they're taking the avenue of mashicha, so the individual should pull the animals to be koneh, the lokeach. And even Messiah, if they're giving, handing over, so then look name of Messiah, so you should hand over the reins to the lokeach. But what's this thing of giving over a mashchuchis? So Gemara says, liolam b'mashicha. Really, they're being acquired through mashicha. Ubay l'meimer, but the mocher has to say to him first, leich mashach v'kenei, go pull and acquire. B'chevin d'masalo mashchuchis, k'mand amrlo leich mashach v'kenei, dami. And when he hands him over this mashchuchis, it's if he said to him, go ahead and pull it to acquire it yourself. He doesn't need to say that anymore. Once you hand over the mashchuchis, similar to when you hand over the key to the lokeach of the bais. So Gemara wants to know now, what exactly is this my mashchuchis? So halcha targuma karkashti. Here they explain, here in Babel, I guess, karkashti is like a bell that they would jingle in order to draw the sheep and the flock towards him. And Yaakov Omer, Eza de Azla Beresh Adra. And Eza, a goat that would walk Beresh in the head of the Adar, in front of the Eder, in front of the flock, it would lead them. But one Rash explained, Eza de Azla Beresh Adra, Yesh le Baal HaEder Ez Tcharf. He has one very sharp, strong goat. And the rest of the flock follows this one powerful, this one aggressive goat. That's what it refers to. Him, you hand over the leader of the flock. Kiddarish Hahu Gilila, like a certain person living in the Galil, a leader of Chista, he darshened, I'm not sure, two or in the name of Rav Chista, Kadrugis Raya, when the shepherd is angry, Al Ana Avid Linegda Samusa, he makes the rest of the pack blind. If you look at Rashi, what this means, Rashi Avid Linegda Samusa, Leiz HaMosheches, the leading goat, he would mimnaker Enea, would poke out the eyes. V'nichshelas, now the animal obviously can't see, he's going to stumble, v'nofelas b'boros, going to fall into pits, v'eide achre, and the rest of the flock's going to fall in the pit as well. Kach, kishemakum nifra, misone Yisrael, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klai Yisrael, mimene lehen parnasim she'enum mehuganim. He ends up appointing for them leaders who are not right. Well, this is great for my topic on Shabbos here, which is supposed to be about how great leaders fall. Okay.
It was literally fall.
Yeah, exactly. A little fall, right.
Okay. Goats.
Exactly. So the Mishnah says now, Kisau harishon uba sheni. So if the first one covers the pit, uba sheni, the second guy comes along, umatso, and he finds it that's actually uncovered, megula, then velo kisau hasheni, and the second guy doesn't cover it, chayv. So the second guy's chayv. Because the first guy did what he had to do. He covered it. Something happened in the interim that it came exposed. So the Rishon guy didn't know about it. So he's potter. He did his part. Well, once the second guy realizes and he doesn't cover it, the second guy is chayv. Kiseo kirai, let's say you cover the board properly. Benafel otocha shor ochamar, and then an animal falls into it. Umes potter, because you properly covered it. Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to tell us, well, if it was covered properly, how did anybody fall in? Lo kiseo kirai, If you didn't cover it properly, and if it wasn't properly covered and an animal falls in, so then of course the Baal Habor would be chayiv. Nafal lefanav mikol ha-kriya. Let's say the guy is digging, he's jackhammering into that boar, and the sound scares the animal. If he falls over, tumbles over forward, you'd be chayiv. The Gemara will explain why that would be. But if he falls la'acharav, if the animal falls backwards, mikol ha-kriya, from the sound of the digging, then pater, the Baal Habor would be pater. It all depends how he falls, and the Gemara again will explain that distinction. Nafal l'tocho shor v'kelav v'nishabru. A shor falls in, and all his kelim, and he died, the shor dies, and the kelim break, or chamor v'kelav v'niskro, the donkey falls in and all his clothing rips, chayv al habeim of a pater al kelim. As we should know quite well now, that boar you chayv on animals, but your pater on kelim. Nafal l'tocho shor cheirish shotu v'katan, if a shor falls in, that is, we'll see, either owned by one of these, or perhaps is one of these, most likely owned by one of them, but the Gemara will explain why. Rashi tells us, it's chayv, but ben obas, Eved or Amma Pater. If a son or daughter of an Eved or an Amma falls in, Pater. So we have to wait for the Gemara to explain all of this. The Gemara says, first stages, Rishon ad Emas Miftar. Going on the first stage of the Mishnah, where we said the Rishon guy covered it, and the second guy came along and found it uncovered, the second guy's chayv if he didn't cover. So the Gemara wants to know, for how long is this Rishon guy Pater? You know, let's say he finds out that he covered it, he did his part, and then he found out that it's uncovered. Is he still going to be pater? At what stage is he going to be responsible for the boar now being uncovered? So Amar Rav b'chidei shiyada. If he, in theory, could have known, meaning he covered it, and now he goes home. He's 5 minutes away from the boar. The boar became uncovered, and 5 minutes passed where he could have, in theory, known, even though he actually didn't. He is then responsible. That's according to Rav. Shmu Amar b'chidei shiyodiyu ehu. In order that they actually tell him, I think that's the difference. Let's look at Rashi for the differences. Rashi says, "B'chdei shiyada, shiavo gam harishon acharkein v'yirenu megula, ho v'shneim yodim shu megula." So I think enough time for the Rishon to come back afterwards and see that it's exposed. But Shmuel says, "B'chdei shiyodiyehu, afa pi shelo ba." Even though he didn't actually come, v'ra chay b'chelko. Even though he didn't come, as long as he was told about that. Sounds like Rav is a longer shita. I mean, Rav is told where they tell him about it. He says, let me go check it. So he goes and checks. So the time it takes to go from the boar the moment it was exposed to his house and to come back, that's double the time. And Shmuel says, no, just once you tell him in the first place, he's responsible, even though he doesn't have enough time to get back. He has no choice now. Someone could fall by the time he finds out before he even gets there. Still, at that point, he's now considered responsible. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bichdei Shiodiyuhu, V'yishkor Poalim, V'yichros Arazim, V'yichasenu. Enough time for him to know about it, to go hire workers to cut down wood, to make a proper cover, and to cover it, which is a longer shear. Okay. Gemara now says, Kiseo Kiroi, V'nafel Tocha Shor Ochamar Umeis Pater. The guy covers the boar properly, and then an animal falls in, he's Pater because he did his part. Asks the Gemara, came into Chiseu Kiroi, Kechinafel. If it was properly covered, so how in the world did the Shor Ochamar fall in?
You could ask that question the last part of the Mishnah too, right? You said he covered it, and the second guy found it uncovered. What was the
Mitzvah? I mean, how did it happen?
Yeah.
Exactly. It could have been someone just took it off, or...
As I'm saying, so whatever the case is here, something is the same thing. Rashi in the Mishnah said that it was a case that got eroded or was broken.
Right, that's what I was about to say here, yeah.
It's really kind of going up. Rashi said that in the first case.
Even the first case. So he's borrowing this answer we're about to see to apply to the first case. Okay. So the Gemara now says, so what's the case where the animal fell in? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barchana Shit Liah Mitocho. Where it went bad, it rotted, it decayed over time, so it got weak, it wasn't able to hold the weight of the animal anymore.
How long of a period of time are we talking about?
I don't know much about wood.
Could it take time.
You're
still be responsible.
If you did it, you have to constantly check on it and make sure it's still good, like maintaining anything else. Ibari Lahu, Kisau Kiso Sheyachal Amor Lefne Shvarim, Vein Yachal Amor Befne Gemalim. You create a cover which is strong enough to hold an ox, but not strong enough to hold a camel. I would have guessed a shore be heavier than a camel, but camels are taller, I guess. I don't know much about it either. But either way, the Gemara is assuming, I think, that a gomal is heavier than a shore. So you make a cover that's able to again withstand the shore, but can't withstand a gamal. V'asa gamalim varuhu. Now camels come along and they weaken it. So now you have a weak cover. V'asa shvarim v'naflu bay. But now a shore comes along, and after it's been weakened, he falls right in and dies. So now what's the halach? Am I, Amri? So what's am I responsible? I did a kisui kurai for the shore, and the shore fell in, so I should be pater. So the Gemara explains, hey chidami, what's the case here? If it's a place where camels are going back and forth, I'm responsible. By me making a kisui that's not able to hold the gamal, and gamalim are very frequent, that's my fault. I should have made one that's stronger. If we live in a place where camels don't cross through, honestly, I didn't expect a camel. I built a kisui that's able to withstand the shore, and all we have is shvarim going back and forth. Who brings a camel into the shuk? So I'd be honest then. Mars is lot shicha. It's a case the asu leprakim where the gemam comes from time to time. Periodically they come. So miar minan, do we say kevin da asu leprakim? Since gemam come once in a while, pashehu di baylul asu kedaita. I should have been aware that sometimes a gemal can come along and weaken my kisui. And the fact that I didn't make a strong cover, I'm responsible. Al dim, or perhaps kevin da hasha mias leka anasu, or maybe now there's no gamal here. It's very unlikely. We don't know when the next one's going to come, so I don't have to think so far ahead, and therefore I would be honest. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Toshma kiseo kirai v'nafal tocha shor ochamar umes pater. I properly cover the boar, and still nonetheless an animal falls in. Hey chidami, what's that case? How could an animal fall in, like we asked above, if it's really properly covered? Ilema kirai l'shvar v'kirai l'gamal. If it's strong enough to hold any weight of an animal, not any, but at least that of a shor and a gamal, so how did this shore fall in? Allah must be lav kiroi l'shvarim below kiroi l'gamal. Our very case, where it's strong enough for a shore, not strong enough for a gamal. And fine, that must be the case. In which case, it would prove to us that I would be putter. Even though a gamal maybe came along and weakened it, I did my my part. I would be putter. So the Gemara says further, if gamal are commonly found in the shuk where I made this cover, am I pater? Why am I pater? Poshehu. I should have made a stronger one to withstand the commonly frequented the gemal. Vi delo shchicha gemal. If gemal don't come here, pshita onesu. I'm pashit. I'm pater because I'm honest. I didn't expect someone to bring their camel here. Elav de asin leprakim. So it really must be a case where the gemal come once in a while. If you ask the gemal and va'aruhu, and the camel came that time in the month and it weakened the cover. The asa shvarim, and then afterwards the shore came, and naflu bay fell into it, the katani pater. So I see that we pater alma cave in the hashta leka. Honestly, since right now, this given moment, there are no gamalim in the shuk, I am pater. And that would answer our suffix above. And the Gemara says, Amri lo, not true. The yolam karar the shvarim, the karar the gamalim. Really, it's where it's strong enough for both. And that's why I'm pater. So you ask the question, how did it fall? If I made such a strong cover, strong enough for gamalim, so what weakened it? Amar Yitzchak bar Chana shehitliya mitocha. Again, where over time it rotted. Okay, Gemara tries to bring another raya. Again, we're trying to figure out the question of I made a kisui that's ra'i for shvarim, but not ra'i for gamalim, and gamalim come the prakim, and the gamal weakened it, and then a shore fell, and that's the question. Tushma, Gemara says lo kisayu kirai. If you didn't cover it properly, v'nafal tocho. Shor ochamor umes chayiv. Now, this case, if I didn't properly cover it, like the Mishnah says, and an animal falls in and the animal dies, I'm actually going to be chayiv here. So that makes sense because I didn't properly cover it. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema lo kurai l'shvarim lo kurai l'gamalim pshita. Chichel emeimer the chayiv. If I made a plastic cover or a saran wrap cover, so of course it's not going to work. Of course I'm chayiv in that case. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Elalav kurai l'shvarim lo kurai l'gamalim. It must be a case where it's fit for the shore, but not fit for the gamal. Our very case. So hechi got dami. Now, further explaining the situation here. Idish chichi gamal poshehu. If the camels commonly come here, so then I'm poshehu for not making a kisui roi for the camels. Vidilosh chichi gamal. If the camels don't come, it's onesu. So I would be completely potter. Ella lav the us in the prakim must be our very case. The asa gemalin, I made it with a situation where camels come once in a while, but I didn't make it strong enough for camels. The aruhu, and the camel came along and weakened that cover, and then asa shvarm afterwards the oxen came. The naflu ba, and the oxen fell in. The katani chayv. So you see the opposite case. I'm actually chayv in this very case now. Alma, we see from here. Kevin de Asla Prakim Poshehu. So since the camels come once in a while, this part of the Mishnah tells us that I'm actually going to be Poshe. The Baile Asuka Daita, I should have been paying attention and should have thought that the camels might come and ruin it. So here I'm Chayef. Mar says, Liol, I'm really Kirai Lishwarm. I really made a kisur that's only fit for holding a shur. It's not fit for holding the camels. And it's a case where the animals, the camels come often. And that's why I'm chayef. Because I should have expected the camels to come. It's where the shchichi. So the kash lecha poshehu. So then we ask, of course you're chayef, it's poshehu. It's a case where camels are common. So of course I'm pot if I didn't make it strong enough. So why did the Mishnah have to teach us such an obvious point? So answer the Gemara, I did the Nasa Reisha Kiseo Kurai, Nasa Tsefa Nami Lo Kisei Kurai. Meaning you didn't have to teach us this case at all. There was no Chiddush. But we have oftentimes, the Mishnah likes to be consistent and speak of symmetric cases, so therefore since we spoke of a Reisha, a case where it was properly covered, the Sefa presented a case where it was improperly covered, but there is no Chiddush from that case, and no proof for our Shiloh. Ikadami, there is another version of how this Gemara goes. Ho nami vade loy bainlan. This certainly wasn't a question. Kevin dasan the prakim poshehu. In a situation where camels often, not often, when they come periodically, so then I'm certainly poshehu. The bailei asuka daita. I should have anticipated that that's a possibility. Ki bailan. The question was hachihu. The bai. Going back to the initial question of the Gemara. The bailan kiseo kiswa sheyachal amar b'fnei shvarim. A cover that can hold an animal ashore. Veinu yachal amar b'fnei gamal, but can't withstand the gamal. V'shchichi gamalim, and the camels are actually frequent. So you'd think I'd be poshea, right? But what happened is, v'tiliya mitocha. The camel actually never came along, and never weakened it. So with regards to shvarim, it's actually a strong, strong kisoy. But it ended up weakening because of the rotting over time. So ma, what do we say? Mi amrinan migo d'havi poshea etzel gamalim havi poshea namrinin hatla. Since at the end of the day, my kisoy was improper, because it wasn't able to withstand, it's like Tchilasa B'Pshia, the sugi we have earlier in the parak. I initially made it in the case of Poshea, because if a Gamal came, I would be Poshea, I'd be responsible. But since in the end of the day, it was the rotting that caused it to weaken, so maybe I'm Poshea, even though later on it wasn't that cause. Odimo lo amir amigo, we don't say amigo. Even though I would be Poshea with regards to Gamalim, I'm not Poshea with regards to Shvarim, and it would be considered a good kisur. So the question is, do we say migo tavi poshele gemalim havi poshele in until hatla or not? So the Gemara brings a raya, tashma. Kiseo kiroi v'nafal otocha shor ochamar umeis pater. I properly covered, an animal falls in anyways, and I am pater. V'itmar la, amar Rabbi Yitzhak bar Barchana, it's a case of shetulia mitocha, where over time the wood rotted. Hei chivdami, ilema kiroi l'shvam v'kiroi l'gemalim, if it's a strong cover for all types of animals, v'tliya mitocha, pshita the pater, of course I'm pater. My havalei l'meivin, what can I have done? I did my part. I made a very strong cover, and over time, that's what happens, it rotted. I'm completely pater. There's no chiddush in teaching that in the Mishnah, that's too obvious. El alav kiroi l'shvam v'lo kiroi l'gemalim. Must be a case where I built a cover that's strong enough for the oxen, but not strong enough for the camels. Our case. And it's a case of shchichi gemalim, where camels are very common. V'tliya mitocha, but it wasn't the camel that caused it to weaken, it was the rotting that caused it to weaken. V'katani pater, and yet we still see that I'm pater, even though I'm poshei l'gabe gemalim, I'm not poshei l'gabe hatula. Alma, from this we see, the Gemara concludes, lo aminan migal d'havi poshei linen gemalim, havi poshei linen hatula. We don't say, just because I'm poshei regarding gemalim, doesn't make me poshei also regarding hatula. Gemara says, no, don't bring me a raya from that case. Lo, the olam kirai the gamal makirai the shvarim. Really, it's a case where the wood was very strong. The cover was very strong for both animals. V'tiliya mitocha, and it rotted. Ah, udakashlecha ki tiliya mai havale mevad. So, you asked the question above, if it's a strong cover, so and it ended up rotting, so why am I responsible? Of course I'm pater. Who would think I'm actually going to be chayiv for doing the right thing over time? So, answers the Gemara, what I told you before, Mao the same, what would you have thought? He should have went ahead and checked it out. What would menakesh mean? To shake it maybe? To test out how? To bang it. To see if it's hollow, to see if it's rotting. He should have done that. That's the Havamina. And therefore you might think he should be responsible to maintain the cover over time. Kamashwan, he's putter. Once you place it on, that's right at that moment, you actually putter from that point on. Gemara now says, Toshma. If you don't properly cover it, an animal falls in, so the Baal HaBor is chayav, of course. Hey, Chidami, what's the case here? If it's not fit for any animal, it's just a saran wrap, let's say. Do you have to tell me chayav? Of course I'm chayav. That's not considered properly covering my boar. Must be a case where it is able to withstand the shvarim, but not the camels. But now, if it's a case where camels are common, then I'm poshehu. If it's a case where there are no camels, then anasu, and someone happens to bring the camel in, then that'd be completely anasu and potter. El alav the shchichi gemal must be a case where there are camels that are oftenly coming through the shuk, v'tliya mitocho, but it rotted. That's how it became weak. The katani chayv, the Mishnah says, I'm actually chayv in this case. Alma, we say, arminan migo da havi posheh linen gemalim, havi posheh linen hatla. Once I'm posheh with regards to the gemalim, I don't care what caused the weakening of the cover, I am now considered posheh no matter what happens. Mars amri lo, not true. Liolam karar the shvarim, lo karar the gemalim. Really, it's a cover that can only withstand oxen. Vishchichi gemalim, vasa gemalim, v'araho. And camels came along, they were frequent there, and they came along and ruined and weakened it. Vasa shvarim, after the fact, the shvarim fell in, v'naflu bay, and it fell in. Udikashlecha pshita poshehu, you asked before, isn't this so obvious? Of course, if I made a cover that's not able to withstand the frequented camels, so then, of course I'm poshehu, of course I'm chayev, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? To which the Gemara answers, Aidi, the nasav reisha, kisayo kurai, nasav sefer namilo kisayo, you're right. There is no chiddush of the Mishnah of the Seifa. We just taught this case to have consistency. The Reish is talking about a case of where it was properly covered and the Seifa where it was improperly covered. As it looks like you're going to have time to ask a question after this. Tashma, the Gemara says, Nafal Latocha Shor Chere Shotiv Katan Suma Umahalich Balaila Chayib. So let's say a shore. Now, is a shota going on the owner of the shore or the type of shore? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, not many Rashi's here, Shur Cheresh, Shur Shuhu Cheresh, where the shore itself was deaf. Oh, Shur Shuhu Mehalech Balayla Afilu Hu Bekeh Chayim. So again, these cases, let's read that one more time, Nafal Tocho Shur Cheresh. The shore itself is a Cheresh, or it's a Shota, or it's a Katan, Usuma, or it's blind, or it's Mehalech Balayla, where it can't see at night, Chayim, you're Chayim in all those cases. But if the shore is a intelligent shore and it's during the daytime where we expect it to pay attention where it walks, then I'm going to be potter. Why? From the fact that my boar is now going to be, I'm responsible for leaving a ditch that a shore cheresh could fall in, so I should also be chayev linen pikeach. Gemara says, Ayala lav shmamina lo amin amigo. Shmamina, we don't say amigo. Just because I'm posher with regards to some category, some group of people or animals, doesn't mean I'm chai for the other ones where I would normally be pater from. And that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay? Sure. We have a wonderful Shabbos. It's the quickest daf we have done in a while. Like sometimes when they don't rush.